And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, having a great time talking to the guru himself of tackle. And it is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, having a great time talking some fishing here.
Yeah, this has been fun, man. We're talking fishing and talking tackle and technique. And if you want to talk to us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's your chance to win that $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, a great opportunity. And if the phones are packed and you want to try and sneak one in, shoot us a text. We talked about the first hour of the show exclusively on the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is easy to find, easy to download, totally free. Just hit the text bar option. You can shoot a text. It'll go right to Pete in an email form, and we'll if it's one of the lucky ones and we're able to do so, we'll read it on the air.
Again, leave your name, and we can't respond. It's only a one-way text. So, yeah, send it to us, and we'll get one of the ones that pops up there. And let's continue our catcher court. The other guru, the surf guru.
Well, there's some gurus.
Oh, yeah, there's a guru, and here's one right here, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Humana. How's it going, gentlemen?
Hi, Gundy.
What's up?
Boy, we got a good report, and it's where you take these tackle techniques and you apply it to catching fish, and I got proof in the pudding here. Just a terrific week of fishing, strong new moon tide, Grunion run, and with it, very good Corbina fishing this week. Lots of halibut. We had white sea bass, calico bass, ton of bonita. And with it, I think thresher sharks and big leopard sharks also. Tons of big leopards caught this week. And it may be a function of all that bonita in the shallows. We'll see. Hook, line, sinker reported good Corbina bite off Carpinteria. Anglers report several fish in the session. Sand crabs, bloodworms are the top baits. They're nice. Nice 2-pound models with kickers in the 3-pound class. Good halibut bite, two off Goleta. Wiley's reported several more white sea bass taken from the surf line. Paradise Cove to Old Malibu Road has been a good stretch. They had a 31-inch fish was taken off Paradise Cove there on squid. A 34-inch fish was taken nearby on a swim bait. And anglers fishing near the Malibu Pier there took a 35-inch halibut on a white zoom fluke. So I think all that grunion in the shallows, I think he was fished on a dart head. All that grunting in the shallows really perked things up this week. Good halibut bite also near the old chart house. Big fish reported a big run of bonita off Seal Beach Pier, nearby jetties, mostly 1 to 2 pound fish with a few better kickers in the 3 pound class. Splasher, feather rigs, blue and white, green and yellow, working well there. Good Corbina action along Bolsa Chica. Ketchum Tackle reported a good week of Corbina fishing on the peninsula there. Lots of takes, sand crabs, bloodworms, top baits. Lots of bonita, too, off the Balboa, Newport Piers. Hogan's reported lots of bonita in and around the harbor off of San Clemente Pier. Crocodiles, Castmasters, Mega Baits working there. A thresher shark was hooked and landed near the pier. Pacific Coast, solid Corbina bite. Better bites early and late with a little beach traffic, but they checked in a 3-pound, 9-ounce fish. They're having a Corbina Derby this month, and that's a dandy to start it off. Lots of bonita, too, off the Oceanside Pier. Blue Water reported good Corbina action off Del Mar, Torrey Pines, Mission Beach. Lots of bonita around there, too. And then the catch of the week, a 46-pound leopard shark taken off Cardiff on squid. Beautiful fish. The guy sent me a photo of it, and that thing was lit up. And like I said, I had several in 25 to 40-pound leopard sharks reported this week. And I got a picture of it in my complete surf fishing report in Western Outdoor News. But just terrific fishing on all fronts.
Great. And, of course, Western Outdoor News this week, the printed version's coming out. So you'll be able to see Gundy's report in that printed version of Western Outdoor News. Of course, now Western Outdoor News every other week digital, every other week printed. So be sure to check
that
out in Western Outdoor News. Right, Gundy?
That's right. I just submitted a piece, too, on tips for taking Corbina. So you might want to check that out. Better your chances, because now's the time, Pete.
All right.
There's a 4-pounder swimming around with your name on it.
Yeah, man. Let's go get him, Gundy. Thanks a lot for that great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Great show.
Thanks, Gundy. All right. That's going to wrap up our catch for today. Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle hooks have been the go-to hooks this season for tuna. There's no doubt about that. From the Nautilus Light, the standard Nautilus, and that brand new Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu's got you covered. Pick the right size, ring or no ring, tie it on, and get ready to get bit. You can stock up on that new Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle hooks now at selected tackle stores.
All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. Everybody's excited to talk to Doug. Next up, we're going to do Brian. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Brian.
Morning, Brian.
I wanted to get your guys' advice on it. It's been a lot of years since I've calico bass fished, and I've seen how good it's getting, and I heard that there's some new ways to kind of throw swim baits and things. It's been probably 10 years. I'm remembering just the lead head with a twin-tailed scampi is the last thing I remember throwing. So can you kind of get me up to speed with that?
Well, that would still work, and with any fishing, the gear you use and the technique you use is important. But calico bass have not changed, so I don't know if you're doing sport boat fishing or private boat fishing, but the basics still apply, whether it's bait, whether it's a jig, whether it's a plastic. Now we're doing, you know, some of these jerk baits. You want to have some current. You want to fish when you can between the stringers or the edge of the kelp. In private boat, you can, you know, pothole, and that's where some of these newer techniques come in. The weedless stuff lets you fish areas that we couldn't fish with our scampi back in the day. So even from a sport boat, you know, it's backed up to the edge of the kelp, or a private boat that maybe even drifts through the kelp, 5-7 inch weedless baits allow you to put a hook that's kind of embedded in the bait, and so you can drop it through the thickest kelp canopy down where a lot of the bigger fish tend to live. They hide down in those real thick parts of the kelp, and so you can fish vertically, or you can toss out ahead of your drift, you're getting a big bait, you know, big bait, big fish kind of deal.
It's so much fun to fish, too.
It is. And, you can fish heavy line. I mean, I'm talking you can fish, 65 Spectra and a heavy leader like that, 50 or 60-pound test. And you're using a big jumbo 8-0, 9-0, 10-0 hook like that. So when you hook a potentially, fish of a lifetime, 8-plus, maybe even that rare double digit, which happens once in a while, even in the Point Loma kelp beds. You've got to be able to rip them out of the kelp, not let them get buried in and cut you off. So, that's kind of one of the newer ways over the last 10 years. Certainly the standard ways are, a 1-ounce lead head and a 5-inch or a 6-inch, if you want to go bigger. Or in stealthy times, you can go down to a 4-inch swim bait. The MC baits, artificials, that kind of stuff. A lot of guys are playing with weedless lead heads, and that'll help you not get buried in the kelp. The fish are in the kelp most of the time, unless you've got a lot of chum to bring them out. So you want to be fishing close to the stringers. They'll come up to the surface, but also if you can get it down there 20, 30 feet between the stringers, and yeah, you're going to get snagged some of the time, but it's where you fish almost as much as what you fish.
And the only thing you add to that would be like a wham. That would be something in the last 15 years.
That's true.
Not a big fish thing, but...
No, that's the best way to catch the most fish. Take a wham bait, which is a curly-tailed grub, but it spins kind of a corkscrew style as it goes down on like a 1-ounce spearhead. Make a bet with your buddy that you can catch more calicos than him, and go out and bring your wham, and you will catch like 50 10 to 16 ounce calico or inch calico.
Wow. No, that's good bait for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I might add, too, that next Sunday, our co-host Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits will be our guest.
I love that. Oh. Those are so
next
much
Sunday.
Fun.
So Corey is going to be, you want to talk about calico fishing?
He's a guru.
That's all he does.
He is a guru.
Calicos and largemouth bass. That's all Corey. I mean, I invite him to go offshore fishing now.
No.
Nah, I've done that. Been there, done that. I want to go calico fishing and freshwater fishing.
Yep.
That's our buddy Corey. So next Sunday, that's
personality is kind of mellow and subdued, but that guy can freaking send it when it comes to catching calicos.
When you go fishing with Corey, you're going to catch fish.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it.
His mind just works in a different way. I mean, he really is, you know, if not the developer of it, he's certainly the guy that made it mainstream, that weedless style fishing.
Yep.
It really did. Like, I mean, that's what you would just talk about. That really changed the way that we fish them. And like, Corey's the major reason that we changed the way that we fish for calico bass.
Yeah, so that'll be a good show next Sunday right here on Let's Talk Hookup for sure. Hey, got a text question here from Joe. He says Talica 12 or 16 low gear or high. Hard to catch big bluefin with this reel.
So is he asking, is it hard to catch a big bluefin, do you think?
Going, why is a Talica 12 or 16 low gear so high?
Well, for one thing, you know, when you're using lighter line than, say, like on a 50 wide, and you're also taking up less line per crank because of the diameter of the spool.
Exactly.
So what's happened is, I mean, this has developed over years and years and years, and if you had a one-to-one gear ratio on a two and three-quarter inch diameter spool, you could turn the handle as fast as you wanted and never take up any line. So, yes, I mean, technically it would be slightly easier, but, I mean, when those bluefin are shaking their head and you're turning the handle, you still have to take some line up to keep the pressure on that fish. So, you know, those three-to-one reels and those mid-size reels, that's really the proper gear ratio.
That is
so right. I hear that all the time. People, that Talica, the low gear is too high. Well, it's not.
No, it's not.
If you're using the 1-to-1 on a 50, the spool is 8 inches tall or 6 inches tall. Like a Talica 12, it's the darn near the size of a silver dollar. You know, if you did that one revolution at a time, you're just never going to gain anything.
No, and if they somehow come towards the boat or give you any slack, the 3-to-1 lets you at least take up the slack in a reasonable amount of time so they don't throw the hook. But if you're at 1-to-1, you know, you will be at a serious disadvantage. Just trust me when I say that.
And here's another Talica question from a texter that didn't leave his name, but he says he's been listening since the Marty days, and thank you very much for that, mystery texter.
Yeah.
Talica 12 is only a season old, but the anti-reverse isn't working. That's a common problem. How do you fix that?
Well, I mean, if you're going to try and do it yourself, the main culprit is probably going to be too much grease. And what happens is the dog, you know, it has an anti-reverse bearing and a dog system. Those bearings work most of the time, but the dog system is what's going to keep it, you know, secure mechanically. And so if you get, and it'll be intermittent usually. If it's intermittent, it's probably the bearing. So just replace the bearing and make sure there's not too much grease in there in the dog system.
Yeah. So, or if you don't want to take it apart and have a reel in a bag, take it to Shimano Service up in Irvine, or you can bring it to a Shimano certified service center like Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Right. And there's some good stores up and down the coast and in other areas around the country as well. But,
For sure.
Yeah, it's a simple fix, and it's very unusual. It's just it's going to happen one out of 1,000 reels, and it's easy.
But it
fixed.
Happens.
But it happens.
Yep,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah. Part of it
for sure. Hey, but thanks for that text question. Appreciate it.
All right, with that, let's find out what's going on the water. It's time to talk to your saltwater guide, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Doug, Rick, Pete. Good morning. Good morning, guys. We got a heck of a report. We got a report for you guys today, I'll tell you. But first of all, good morning, Nancy. Good morning, Kelly. And Steve Campbell, the man that makes all the air conditioners work on all these big yachts. Thank you very much. We are all thinking about you right now. Believe me, you are making us all comfortable. That being said, what a week. My gosh, did it bounce back or what, Pete? We were talking last week. Gosh, I hope it bounces back. Well, it bounced back. A little consistent weather was all we needed. There's bluefin on the Tanner. There's bluefin on the Cortez. There's big yellowtail. I heard you guys talking about all this stuff. When I was a kid, we had Squidder Jr. with an aluminum spool, 12-pound monofilament, and a number 8 hook is how you caught a bluefin in Southern California. That's how we did it back in the day.
That's right.
So this, all this new technology and the blacking out the line and all that stuff, what a cool way to do it nowadays. But I'm telling you, old school squidder with, what, you turn the handle 3 times and the spool went out once, and it worked just fine.
You had to get a real deal on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, get those transmissions back then. That was crazy. Doug, that was crazy talk. No one even knows what we're talking about.
Nope.
But you had a transmission on your reel back then. It was pretty wild. But, hey, guys, the fishing on the coast is snapping back. We have an influx of bonita, which we haven't seen for a long time. The amount of bonita is absolutely phenomenal, and it stretches from the horseshoe all the way down to the border along the coast, that little bonita, that 1 to 3 pound bonita. But that bonita is like a Dorado. It grows super fast. So, you know, you can go out and practice your trolling techniques, all the stuff. Everything's changing on the coast. The water's getting clean. Like Pika said, there's spots where the water's 78. It's unbelievable what happens when we have consistent weather. Calico bass fishing's very, very good along the coast. It's a lot of sorting, but there's a lot of bigger fish. Catalina, still on fire, hasn't slowed down. It's been the most consistent place on the coast to catch fish the whole time. And then San Clemente Island, lots of yellowtail. The Coronado, starting to see yellows again. But now with the Dorado and everything showing up, it's going to give the islands a break again. Like I say every week, all I can tell you guys is I'm super excited. The fishing's phenomenal. If you can't get excited about this, then maybe you're not into fishing.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, I know you're down in Cabo. How was that hurricane?
It wasn't very good, Pete. It's not exactly what we needed down here right now. These poor people, I know everybody's hurting right now, but you can't imagine how bad it's hurting down here. And then everybody got ready. They opened up. And then here it comes. And it was not so much the wind. It was the amount of water, a phenomenal amount of water. It rained from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 3 o'clock in the morning, nonstop. It flooded the town. And then the trash. If you can look at some pictures, the whole harbor is full of trash. There's just trash everywhere. The beaches are covered in trash. I'm sorry, I hate to be negative, but you asked, and that's what happened. Yeah. It was not a good day down here. Not a good day at all.
Well, let's hope that's it for hurricanes, but it's just the beginning of the season, and that's always a factor when it comes to Cabo, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what you got to give up for this beautiful paradise. Every once in a while, somebody has to wash everything out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Dave, of course, fishdope.com, Jeff, Danny, and the boys have been doing such a great job keeping people informed multiple times a day, sometimes as the conditions change. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, is your $20 code to get a fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you know what, Pete? One thing real quick about Fish Dope. The thing Jason and Ollie have put together over there to keep you from fishing inside the MLPs is absolutely phenomenal. That little trick right there is worth every penny. All you have to do is get one of those tickets for fishing in an MLP, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
But you can get a hold of me. And you can download that app on your phone and see where you are in relationship to the MPAs.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, gang. There's never going to be a time. I hear people ask me all the time, hey, am I safe to fish in there? Well, you never have to question that again with what Ollie and Jason have put together for you guys. That tool right there, you can't even put a price tag on it. Your saltwaterguide.com is how you find me. Access to over 260 how-to videos. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday, and hopefully we have as much excitement to talk about then.
Okay. We're
good
on
job,
it.
Dave.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Talk to you next week. Appreciate
all right.
that. All right.
Bye.
Phones are packed, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Let's talk to Fred. He's calling us from Idaho this morning. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
How are we doing?
First of all, happy birthday, Pete. I think it's on Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I was gearing up for a trip on the Independence last August 1st, and that's not a boat. It's a ship. Unbelievable.
It just left the harbor 10 minutes ago. It is a ship.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
And Judy made it so easy in the office. Anyhow, I want to thank Rick, first of all. I sent you a text yesterday thanking you, but it really needs to be said on the air because up here in Idaho, I'm gearing up for the trip. I called up Fisherman's Tackle Shop, and, oh, my God, he went out there in the aisles and was looking for stuff for me and everything, and it was just so amazing. I never expected to talk to him, but it was just really a delightful experience. I got all the stuff that I needed and made the trip really wonderful. And, of course, what I bought, they didn't bite. But, anyhow, that's the way it is. You're on a flat fall. And we were in that little slump, you know. But it was fishing and not catching. But we did really well. I took my son and my grandson on that trip for a real good time. And it was just fabulous. But I just want to thank you again, Rick, for your courtesy and the ease of buying stuff online, you know, over the phone. It was wonderful.
Totally makes my day, buddy. It's absolutely my pleasure.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I had to say. Thanks
a lot for the call, Fred. Thanks, from Greg. Idaho. Appreciate that, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
I was in Fred's neck of the woods while he was on the Independence. I was in Idaho fishing on the Snake River. All right, let's jump back into him and talk to John. John's calling from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And I just got to piggyback on to what the last gentleman said. And Doug, you said you surround yourself with tremendous people, Rick being thing going on during the pandemic and stuff. We could show up, like my wife could drop stuff off, and the guys could come out and take care of it, and everything. You guys made it so seamless and easy to get ready for the season. My question for Rick was, hey, on your when you had your accident, did you have your trip insurance? And were you able to use it, and did it work out really well or anything like that?
So what we had didn't cover where we were at. We didn't have access to access emergency evac, and our trip happened. You know what I mean? We didn't happen. So it just wasn't a factor for us for what we were doing. So So it wasn't a factor for what we had, but you know, all good, and we'll continue to have it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the nice comments on the call. Appreciate the call this morning. We have another text question, and this is an interesting one from Roger of South Pasadena, talking about trolling this year.
Yep.
Trolling's been weird, and he's saying, is it effective trolling cedar plugs or hoochies this year for tuna?
Yes. Trolling used to be a way of life. Every boat had a 5-rod spread.
Totally.
And that was how you found the fish a lot of times. It was even before the, you know, gyro binoculars and all that stuff. But, you know, the fish tended to bite better on the surface. And with the amount of bait we've had the last few years, it's not quite as effective as it used to be. But this year, we started noticing early, even as early as March, that some guys were catching bluefin on the troll. And we used to troll the traditional albacore feathers, you know, Zucker 6-inch feather, and they still work. But definitely cedar plug, for whatever reason, is wildly effective on yellowfin and bluefin and dorado and anything that we troll for here.
And these daisy chain cedar plugs, what's the deal with that?
Yep, it's, I guess, you know, if one's good, four is better. But it's daisy chains and spreader bars and all that have always been effective. But it's a pain in the butt to put a bunch of spreader bars and dredges and all that stuff. But, yeah, you're already going to have a leader. You might as well have additional. I've always done that with a jet head and 3 hoochie skirts. It just creates more baits in the water. If you have 4 trolling rods with 4 jigs, you have 16 little baits on the surface that attract the fish. Also, these high-speed trolling jigs by Nomad and you know, the 130
Halco
jigs and the Ozuri, you know, came out of the original little 140 Marauders. That style of jig is been very effective over the years. So if you're, you know, if you're looking through the binoculars and you're going to be trolling, you're going to be traveling between 8 and 10 miles an hour, there's no reason not to have a full spread out and use a variety, maybe a high-speed trolling jig like I talked about, a cedar plug or two, maybe a daisy chain behind a jet head, you know, put a couple short behind the boat, a couple longer, you know, down the sides. And even as we get into this time of year, I'd put a marlin jig out because there's striped marlin around. And
sure.
There's just no reason not to be targeting everything that we have. I mean, you're going to be driving around the ocean burning fuel, glassing anyway. And yes, it does take three guys a minute to bring all that in if you spot something, but a patty's not going away, so that's not a hurry up thing. And usually a foamer, I mean, it's going to stay up for a while. I mean, it's only going to go down when the boats get on it. So I would definitely be a fan of trolling a variety of stuff.
The other thing I like right now, especially with so much good kelpin like you're talking about, Dorado and Yellow, is going trolling speed forces you to travel at a speed that you probably won't miss the kelp. And if
exactly.
you're blasting around the ocean at 30 knots, it's just easy to miss those things. And if you're driving everywhere at trolling speed, you'll have such a better opportunity to see that kelp. And if you're fishing south, pretty much your day is made on finding that kelp or not. And so there's been plenty of open water Dorado jig strikes
exactly.
this year. There's been open water yellowtail strikes. There's been open water yellowfin strikes. So
you get a marlin.
Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Yeah. And the other thing is it just forces you to travel at a good looking speed.
Yep.
Yeah.
And with that said, some guys like to run and gun with the binos, and that's a good method too. So we should
sure.
throw that out there. You know, if your field of vision is 3 miles, you run at full speed for 3 miles, and then you stop the boat, and two guys, three guys, however many pairs you got on the boat, glass around for 2 or 3 minutes. That gives you a 3 mile radius, which is 6 miles wide.
Mm-hmm.
Then you blast 3 more miles, and you do that all day. You're going to burn some fuel, but that's quite effective as well. But it doesn't allow you to troll.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Doug. And good morning, Rick.
Morning.
How are you,
buddy?
Hi, Doug.
How are you?
Good. I just wanted to make one quick comment. This is my favorite show of the year. The three of you together are really entertaining, and it's current knowledge and vignettes from the past. I just wanted to say thanks.
Oh, that's
nice,
cool, Mark.
Appreciate that.
It is fun.
My favorite, too.
Yep, awesome. And just... I always know you're listening, so that's kind of cool, too. I mean, I can just picture you sitting there, you know, enjoying the show. So, I mean, it's been a lot of years, and this is a fun show.
Well, appreciate all of your support, for sure. Thanks, Bart. Thanks for
all right,
the nice
guys.
Comments. Appreciate it.
Hey, all right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are still absolutely packed. We got text questions to draw from. You stay tuned. A lot more coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Indeed. Hey, it's coming. Our last 2020 San Diego County Ford Dealer remote broadcast is Saturday, September 5th at El Cajon Ford, just 2 weeks from yesterday. Going to be a fun one. Last chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one aboard the Searcher. Limited load, 8-day trip in November. Searcher is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and they're better than ever. The trip is prime time. It's sold out, and it's prime time for the Ridge, Aleos Rocks, and more, and you're going to get to go if you're the lucky winner,
oh
for sure.
God.
But, you know, if you're one of the eight qualifiers, you also you don't win the grand prize. You have a chance to win a trip on the Blackjack, your own charter, four-pack charter out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Great boat there.
That's
on the Blackjack.
Cool.
AFCO and Hydra's foul weather gear, like an $800 set of foul weather gear.
And top and bottom.
Yeah.
And
Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All that's
and,
free.
Yeah, and we're giving away a ton of stuff, too. Cowboy will be there. Tommy will be giving away stuff. Colt Snipers, AFCO products, lots of great stuff just for showing up. So we'll see you Saturday, September 5th at El Cajon Ford. It's Broadway in Maine in El Cajon, and be sure to bring your face mask.
Yeah, good call.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
Phones are packed. Dan in El Cajon is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's a great show. My question to Doug about Speedmaster. What size Speedmaster would you recommend? Also, what rod and what line would you put on it?
The new Shimano Speedmaster.
Yep, that's that's a tough question without defining what type of fishing you're going to be doing. But do you fish on your own boat? Do you go on the sport boats? Do you short range, long range?
I have my own boat, and also I do short range.
Okay, so, I mean, just with that little bit of information, they have four sizes, 12, 16, 20, and 25, just like the Talikas. And eventually they have, I believe, slated for an 8 and a 10.
Wow.
But I would say the 12 is going to be the most useful for just general fishing. I mean, if you're going to go out and catch yellowtail and, you know, tuna from 20 to 80 pounds, and even if you happen to hook a 130 pounder, that 12 is a really good size. You probably put some, you know, maybe 80 pound max quattro. That gives you the flexibility to fish 40, 50, or even 60 on occasion for your top shot. You can use a short or a long top shot on that reel. It's just a very good standard two-speed lever drag reel. It's not going to break the bank. I mean, it's $250, and so, you know, it allows a person, if they wanted to take, you know, their budget for a Talica and buy two Speedmasters, you know, if you're trying to get, you know, build your arsenal that way. I still think that the Talica is the superior reel, especially for targeting huge fish, but you know, that that Speedmaster is a great reel, and probably the 12 is going to suit you the best for your local fishing. Also, I mean, trolling around Rapalas, even just trolling around anything for school-sized fish, I mean, it's got a lot of uses.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Sam from Oceanside texted, do straggler lures still work, and do you ever sell them?
Straggler lures is coming out of the 70s.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe the 60s, because Leonard was old when I was got in the business, and so he probably started making jigs in the 50s and 60s, like Taddy and Salas and, you know, Candy Bar and a lot of the other ones. But, yes, straggler jigs definitely work. They're kind of a novelty now. I mean, if, you know, you see somebody selling a, you know, used arsenal of somebody, you know, that was elderly, or maybe, you know, at the swap meets and that kind of thing, guys that collect and sell used gear, and, you know, it might almost be considered a little bit of a collector's item, but, you know, I wouldn't say like the most highly sought after, but, you know, if somebody is a jig collector like some of these guys are, they want to make sure and have some stragglers in there. And if you've ever seen a little yo-yo jig, like a size 2 and a size 3, with that has a little tail built
like
into
a fish
it.
Shape, right?
Yeah, that's a straggler.
And they don't make them anymore.
Oh, God, no.
No.
I mean, that's, they
so
probably,
they're collector's items.
Yeah, they probably stopped making them in the 80s, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's
okay.
Kind of a cool thing to revisit. And,
yeah.
Yes, they every jig that's ever been made, sure. The fish haven't changed. We've just changed.
We've
so,
just
yes,
changed.
They still
yes.
catch fish.
They still catch fish. And another one from Carlos was asking about Cedros Island. What's the status of Cedros? And right now they're working on the runway,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to happen this year. Unfortunately, Cedros Sport Fishing canceled the rest of their season. Cedros Kayak Fishing canceled the rest of their season. But they are booking for 2021.
Good.
And I can tell you this, a lot of the trips for 2021 are sold out
already. Because of this, exactly.
Because everybody wants to go back. So if you want to go to Cedros Sport Fishing or Cedros Kayak Fishing, jump on it quickly, for sure. Because we have some trips on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. But call Rosie over at Cedros Sport Fishing. Book your trips for 2021. Call Jeff over at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Book your trips for 2021. But, yeah, hopefully by 2021 they'll have the runway finished.
So. Awesome.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. Bruce in Lemon Grove is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. A couple questions. One for you, Doug, to start. For a stealthy outfit, like a 20HD Torium and an 870, would that be, you know, great casting rod for it? Would that work?
I missed the rod. I got the reel. What was the rod again?
870.
870?
West Coaster 870?
Yep.
Calstar?
If I had my ideal scenario, that reel's too big. If you're going to stay in the Torium line, it would be a 14. And I would always go with an 8-foot rod. That 870, believe it or not, for a real light line rod, like a 20-pound rod, is probably a half a step too heavy.
Oh.
So in the Calstar line, probably a 270, 8-foot with a Torium 14. You know, you could go straight 20-pound mono, or you could do the whole stealthy, you know, lighter Spectra 30-40 in that range, and then just put a little tip of, you know, 3 feet of whatever, 15, 20, 25, whatever the situation calls for at the moment. And then small hooks, lively bait, don't over-soak your bait if they're biting it, you know, when they're swimming. Usually when you soak it too long, then you're taking yourself out of the game. So,
if you were, I know that it's not an anchovy chucker, but it is a stealth rig like that. Do you have a preference on a all fiberglass or a composite rod? Do you think it makes a difference, or is that negatable?
Well, I used that 270 as an example because he's talking
right.
about the West Coast fiberglass rod. But what I actually use myself is a Calstar 800 XLH.
Such a great rod.
With a Trinidad 14, and that is my
Ooh.
Sweet spot. I love that outfit.
Ooh,
I mean, I've been
yeah.
fishing that, you know, before all this bluefin and everything. I caught everything. My two rods and reels for local fishing was that one and then a Talica 10. And that would be, you know, your 20 and your 30/40.
Yeah.
Catch everything.
So you were saying that the 870 is too heavy. Why do you not want to fish a rod too heavy with light line?
Well, because when you go to cast, the rod, you're trying to, you're picking baits that are typically, you know, pretty small. And if they're
right.
great big sardines, it probably doesn't make as much difference. But then you're probably using 30-pound.
Right.
But if it's, you know, a 5-inch or 6-inch, you know, standard sardine, you need to cast it as far away from the boat as you can. And with the 20-pound test, when you hook the fish, if the rod's too stiff, you stand a greater chance of breaking the line. You need that little bit of shock absorber when you go to pull on the fish. You still need some backbone to lift a fish, but you've got to have a fairly lighter tip so that
the rod do the work,
when the fish takes off on a heavier rod, that's when you snap the line.
Okay. Also, in the potential scenario, like we were talking at the beginning of the show, all spectra and a real short little top shot, you know, you lose all your stretch in an outfit like that. You know, all the stretch from your mono top shot goes away, and if you're only fishing 4 feet or 6 feet of fluoro, there's no stretch there. So an 8 foot rod has a lot more give, and it becomes, you know, your rod becomes the shock absorber. Where normally your mono top shot is that shock absorber when the fish shakes his head, or you get those big tail beats, or he turns and runs, or dips or dives. Where, you know, your mono used to absorb that. Now that longer rod and softer tip section is being the absorber.
So if you're going to fish that lighter line, what you're saying is fish an 8 foot rod rather than a 7 foot rod.
Definitely.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we see some people going 9 foot. It's probably overkill, but and, you know, the sport boat guys are probably going to kill me for talking about all this light line stuff, but it does have its place. And light line could be considered 25 pound, but the principles still apply. And where I see it the most often is you get on a half day boat and you're catching calico bass, and guys are fishing 50 spectra with a clunky, big, giant outfit. And if you fish your 12 or 15 pound, you're going to catch so many more fish. You know, little bonita and bass and barracuda and that kind of stuff, and that's where you can hone your light line skills. You know, picking the right bait and getting the bite, and then if your bait doesn't swim, reel it in, start over. And those are the guys that catch the yellowtail that swim through every once in a while.
Sure. You know, the other thing too that we haven't talked about, and that is Seaguar Gold label.
Yep, absolutely.
That stuff is amazing.
Yes. Another good.
So you've got 30 pound Seaguar Gold label that's the size of 25. You have 25 pound that's the size of 20.
That's right. Yep.
And that there you go, a little more abrasion resistance, a little heavier line, but you're still stealth.
Again, you're putting, you know, 2% more in your favor, 2% more in your favor, and pretty soon you're up to like a 30% advantage doing all these things, and you'll catch more fish.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Roger in Fullerton's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Roger. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, gentlemen. I have to agree with Bart Hall. This is my favorite show when Ricky's got both of his bosses in there.
So, best behavior day.
My question's for Ricky. How soon are you getting back on a horse?
How long before I get back on one?
Yeah, are you going to go horseback riding soon?
I'm game to go again.
Well, got right back on when you got barked off.
That's right.
That's what they always say. You got to get right back on, right?
If it was like a really super sketchy deal, it would be a whole different story. I'm telling you, it was like, it's such a bummer that it happened. Because we were having the most amazing trip. And we still did. And like several people wrote me, like, oh, I'm so sorry you ruined your honeymoon. It wasn't a ruin at all. You know, I mean, it was a very unfortunate circumstance, and obviously I wish that it wouldn't have happened, but it really was a freak thing. I mean, we just had this like crazy little bit of weather on a very good horse, but they're animals, and you know, I mean, I knew what I was getting into, and it was a bummer, and I'm very bummed that it happened, but I would do that same trip again next year if I were able to. I loved it, and I
love
that
like a
kind
great
of
show.
Backcountry
a great trip.
Stuff. So
we'll start calling you the Electric Horseman.
There you go.
All right, Brian.
Have a great show.
Thanks
buddy. A lot for the call this morning. A text from Scott wants to know how many rigs should he bring on an 8 day long range trip?
Oof, all of them.
All of them.
it really varies, but I mean, the 8 days that we're running right now have so many options. There's Wahoo, there's Yellowtail and Dorado down there and up here. There's the potential for the big bluefin. There's definitely, you know, potential for the 25 to 40 pounders. There's Yellowtail fishing, surface iron and yo-yo. And so, I mean, just to throw a number out, everybody's got their own opinion, but it's going to be a minimum, I would say, of four. And certainly guys are bringing up to 8 or 10. And it goes from, you know, again, if we have this stealthy fishing, you know, certainly a 20 or 25-pound bait rod, a 30-pound bait rod, a 40-pound bait rod that starts getting into the two-speed realm, a 40-pound surface iron rod. So your 40-pound bait rod could also maybe serve as your yo-yo reel. Mm-hmm. Then you've got to have
or maybe
like
not.
50, yeah.
Because and that would be like
well,
whether you're four rigs or six rigs.
Yeah, know. It's better to have dedicated, you know, a 40-pound bait rod and then a 40-pound yo-yo rod. And then, you know, you've got to have a Wahoo jig stick, which is probably going to be more like 50. then you've got to have something for sinker rig or flat fall just in case you come up here to put the cherry on top of a nice trip. So, I mean, I would think if you had access to it or you could borrow it, rent it, buy it, already have it, probably a good 6-7 outfits. Anytime you can double up on one, then if that rod goes down for whatever reason, the guy cut you off, you got spooled, you got backlash real bad.
Something goes wrong with the reel.
You can just grab another one and you're still in the game. So in that 40 and 50 pound range, I always like to double up.
Okay.
You know, maybe your 20-pound bait outfit, you know, you don't need two of those. But
yeah.
Surface rod, you got to have four of those, iron rod.
Our really good buddy, Doc Spoon, Dr. Ken Morris, one of the fishing physicians that comes on the show, he just came back from an 8-day trip last week, and he sent me some, like, pictures of his report of his trip. And on the same 8-day trip, there's a picture of him holding a yellowtail, a dorado, a tuna, a wahoo, and a calico bass.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, those are...
And that's like
Think about the variety of tackle it takes to catch those things. And, I mean, you could throw in grouper, you could throw in big tuna, maybe it's small tuna, maybe it's you know, like, man, and you know, and yellowtail could be
well, and they caught
heavy.
Marlin on the Laleus Rocks, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean that was calico bass to wahoo,
the
all
ultimate.
Available on an eight, and that was this week.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
so.
Yeah. Like the lucky person that's gonna win that trip, the searcher 8-day trip, man, in
totally.
November. Yeah, that's the kind of you better bring a lot of rocks.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Jack Nielsen reminded me that our great buddy Del Marsh left us 11 years ago today.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
No,
Del and actually, Del and I share the same
birthday,
too.
Okay.
Yeah, but we miss that guy,
yes,
Del Marsh.
Yes,
we do. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, fun guy and good memories, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
How about Mark from Santee up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, buddy.
Hey, I got a question for Doug. Talking about the Speedmaster, when are you going to get in more Speedmaster 25s? Because I was down there about a week ago, and these were basically out of a lot of reels. But the kid said, yeah, we haven't had that, and I don't know when it's coming in.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, you need to get in your car right after the show and drive down to the landing, because we got some in this week, and they're not going to last.
Ooh.
For whatever it's worth... we have been ordering reels 3 to 4 months in advance of being able to receive them. Everything has come to a standstill in the industry. And I made a huge order yesterday with Shimano, of which many of those items will not be here until January 25th.
That's crazy.
So we have... We have orders.
So you have Speedmaster 25s in stock?
We
right now.
Right now.
Right now?
Yes.
Wow.
But
well,
we won't see.
Well, we
what
did yesterday.
Yeah. What about a 20?
We have every size.
You have every size of Speedmaster right now.
Yes, and we have a lot of 12s and 16s. We have a few of 20s and 25s.
So I got to throw this story out real fast. You know, you, at the beginning of the show, you always call Doug the tackle guru. It's way more than you think. So he is the guru when it comes to asking tackle questions and knowing him. The behind the scenes of Doug is a lot more impressive that I get to see in that... You know, the reel companies, everybody was affected by COVID, and the fishing season has been incredible, and tackle, you said it, Pete, it's the truth. Tackle's hard to get. Like, Doug buys tackle months in advance. So think about that, like trying to get an idea of what you're going to need in 4 months. You know what I mean? Like, it's really tough, and getting to watch, there's nobody in the world that's better at it than Doug is.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Now check the price of helium. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
it just doubled.
Really?
Yeah.
How long ago do you think you placed an order for those... Speedmasters that came in?
3 to 4 months ago.
Yeah, so 4 months ago the order was made for that reel.
I can tell you, we had some items from a different company come in yesterday that were placed on October 19th of last year.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Getting stuff in the tackle world is tough.
It's difficult.
Yeah, very, very tough.
In all worlds right now.
It's really, really tough.
Until things get back to normal. And, you know, basically business was shut down for 2 or 3 months, so now they're catching up.
Well, and the problem, these warehouses, the manufacturing companies have had trouble getting their employees to come back to work because they're getting this huge bonus from the government and unemployment.
Yeah.
And the warehouses that have merchandise don't have the employees to ship it out. So we have some suppliers that have merchandise but it's 2.5 to 3 months to get to ship that
just
item.
To get it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow. It's sitting in the warehouse. They can't box it and ship it fast enough because they don't have the personnel.
Wow.
That's crazy. Wild.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, speaking of good stuff at the tackle store, somebody's getting $50 worth of it because we're giving away a gift card. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool, fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal-style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of a long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, a summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winner of a $50 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing Tackle is going to Roger in Fullerton. Roger, congratulations. We'll send that card right out to you, man.
Send it right out.
Look forward to you coming.
Yeah, indeed. And Doug, as always, never enough time. Lots of text questions came through and lots of phone calls came through. We just couldn't get to them all. But there's a place you can find Doug and Ricky, too, when he gets back to work. And that is Fisherman's Landing Tackle. How do we find you?
Yep. I mean, the best way to find us is come on down to the landing, make a little outing of it, check out the boats, go to Point Loma Seafoods and grab something to eat.
Yeah.
You can always call us at 619-221-8506. Fisherman'sLanding.com, all of our boats and schedules and booking trips and all that kind of stuff, the latest information. So there's lots of ways to get a hold of us.
Yeah, indeed. So Fisherman'sLanding.com for more information.
Fisherman'sLanding.com
and then Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Saltwatertackle.com. Yep.
Yeah, how'd you get that one? Early, right?
Well, 1995, yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks. He's the guru.
Yeah. Thanks to Adam in the studio there, and thanks to the other Adam, our main Adam here doing the app, and of course the text and all that great stuff. Thanks to both of you. We sure appreciate that. And thanks to everybody out there. We sure appreciate you all participating in Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back next Saturday. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. We'll be here. And then next Sunday, Corey Sanit from MC Swim Bites. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.